I'm Erica Holst. I'm the curator of collections at the Springfield Art Association, and I'm here to provide the historical context for Mike's project.
I'm Mike Miller, and I'm a professor of art at UIS. I produced an exhibition called Pleased to See You at the Springfield Art Association Demo Project Space.
And so, Mike, before we get started talking about your exhibit, I do want you to explain for us what the Demo Project is, since it's a relatively new endeavor, and it is on the campus of the Springfield Art Association.
I'm actually very proud of the fact that a number of our faculty at UIS and the visual arts faculty have partnered with actually some former students of ours to produce the Demo Project Gallery, which is on the site of the Springfield Art Association. And it's a unique contemporary art venue in Springfield. It allows artists to do unusual projects, stretch projects, and it brings artists from all over the country as well. So it's really a wonderful resource locally for us to see what is happening in contemporary art, what artists are thinking about, what the new sort of processes are in contemporary art.
And so tell us a sort of summary on what your exhibit there is going to be about. As you mentioned, it's called Pleased to See You.
I have a longstanding portion of my practice which deals with an engagement with technology and technology used in the production of art. I've explored technologies like 3D printing, laser cutting. I've been interested in how technology influences culture for a long time, and so I've tried to use these tools in the production of my work. And so drone technology has been interesting to me on a number of levels, and this project has given me the first opportunity to use a drone, an unmanned aerial aircraft, to explore cultural associations with the drone, with surveillance, with all of these kind of cultural associations that we have with this term drone. Very recently, a judge in Virginia ruled that someone who had produced a commercial video using a drone and had been fined by the FAA $10,000 was not required to pay that fine. So this has opened up, really, this decision has opened up commercial use of drones again. It's a very contested subject right now. You can understand that the FAA would want to regulate this because you can imagine drones buzzing all over our airspace and causing all kinds of problems. Amazon Prime announced that they wish to set a program whereby they can deliver products using drones. So it's a very timely topic right now. It's a new technology. I would say in 5 years, we will see this in a more prevalent way.
So I was just mentioning before we got started that I never thought I'd be doing an interview that combined Abraham Lincoln and drones.
Right. So
Erica, you work curating for the Edwards Place, which is on the same campus as the Springfield Art Association. Tell us how you came to be a part of this project and what sort of information you were helping Mike find out.
Well, Mike is using his drone to trace Abraham Lincoln, as I understand it. And so my job has been to help him kind of plot Lincoln's path from his home to Edwards Place. And we've narrowed down a date when we are fairly sure that Lincoln was at Edwards Place. And this is February 5th, 1857. This is when the Edwards threw a very large legislative party. And because Lincoln was in the same social and professional network as the Edwards family, it's 90% likely that he was there. We don't have a smoking gun. You know, Lincoln didn't write a letter that said, had a great time at Edwards last night, but we're fairly sure that he was there. And so my job has been to kind of make this information available to Mike and then also help him kind of trace Lincoln's physical path to Edwards Place.
And I was surprised to find out that home, like you were saying, there's no smoking gun, that he's really ever been there. Is that correct? The chances are likely that he has been, but we don't know
right.
for certain.
This is true. And I would love to have, you know, somebody's diary entry that said, saw Benjamin Edwards, at, you know, or saw Lincoln at Benjamin Edwards, or Lincoln's letter saying that I went to Benjamin Edwards. Nothing like that exists. So, no, we can't say with 100% certainty that he was there. But just based on the fact that Lincoln and Edwards were both lawyers, it would be very, very, very unusual if Lincoln hadn't been there. So we can assume with a reasonable degree of certainty that Lincoln actually was there. And this day, February 5th, when we know the Edwardses had a big party, seems like a pretty good indication that we can pin down that Lincoln was probably there. Not for certain there, but probably there.
All right. And Mike, you were talking about why you decided to use drones in an artistic way, but why merge them with the Lincoln story?
My intent now that I understand that it's probable that he would have moved from the Lincoln home on 8th to Edwards Place on this date, I set up a series of stations along that route and did video surveillance using the drone. The nice thing about the drone is that it supports a video camera very effectively, so I'm able to capture video at these different sites. So what people will see when they come to the gallery is a series of these surveillance videos of intersections along the probable route that Lincoln would have taken to this site. Other things they will see at the show will be maps documenting the route and the surveillance positions. They will also see, if they're there at the right time, a live drone flight, and they may have the opportunity to actually put on a pair of video goggles and look through the drone's eyes at what we're seeing as we fly the drone in real time.
And so, Mike, it seems like for you, art is about keeping up with changing technologies. Are you able to bring that into the classroom at all when you're teaching art at UIS?
This has been a real item of emphasis in the visual arts area of the art, music, and theater department. We have explored and acquired 3D printers. We have a laser cutter. We have something called a ShopBot, which is essentially a computer-controlled milling device that allows us to cut wood using computer models. I'm teaching a computer 3D modeling class. So we really are emphasizing use of technology as a creative tool. And this exhibit, I think, shows that when I look at a drone, I see it as a potential creative tool, something that an artist could employ in a way that perhaps other actors are not employing the technology.
And so your show is not the only one going on campus that night.
Concurrently with the Pleased to See You opening, which would be my project, we have a group show in the Springfield Art Association's main gallery entitled Trigger. We have a really talented group of faculty right now at UIS, both full-time and also part-time. And all of those faculty are featured in this show, and I really think it's one of the strongest contemporary art group shows that we've seen in the city in a while, so I would encourage everyone to come out.